Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Sheila. This is Kathy from Penguin Book Writers. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope you are.
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I got connected to you on behalf of Josh. He told me that you wanted to share a little bit about your book. So I am from the writing team, and I wanted a little bit more insight about your book so that I can convey to the team and we can start working on your book.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now is a good time for you?
Yes. Is it a good time?
Or do I need to submit something?
I'm sorry?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, okay, so I have the Ghostwriting Services questionnaire in front of me as well. In case if you have any additional comments other than the questions that we have, so you can let me know about it, and I will share it with the team accordingly. All right?
Okay.
Perfect. Sounds great. Okay, so the first question that we have is what author name do you want on the book?
Author name, Sheila Branch Stokes.
I'm sorry?
Sheila Branch Stokes.
Branch Stokes. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yes, S-H-E-I-L-A, middle name would be Branch, B-R-A-N-C-H.
Mm-hmm. Hello? Yes, are you there?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, your voice is breaking apart.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I may be in a bad area. Give me a few seconds.
All right, should I call you back?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay.
All right.
So, did you get the spelling of the name?
Yes, I got it. Okay. The next question is that what should be the book title of the book?
So I'm up in the air about it. I want to say, because it's related to my son, Losing Jacoby.
Could you please repeat that once again?
Losing Jacoby.
Okay. Got it. And what is the book category?
What do you mean by that?
What type would you put your book into? What, like the topics that are into your book, what category would you put it into?
Grief.
Sorry?
Grief, losing a child, something like grief.
Okay. All right. Like, it could be like a children's literature, romance novel, nonfiction, fiction. It could be action.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay,
something.
So the action would be nonfiction.
Perfect. Got it. Okay, so the next question that we have is, please tell us a little bit about your book.
Okay, so I want the readers to hear about my journey during losing my son, who was, he was 4 years old when he passed. Prior to that, my husband and I, we were a new married couple. He had a lot of medical issues. And when we lost him, we were a young couple and had really not a lot of direction. And it's been 27 years, and I have just to the place where I can really share my journey with others.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, so other mothers can kind of read about it and get some type of sense of aspiration, because we didn't have that as a young couple. We didn't have the support. We didn't have. It was just basically me and my husband and my older son going through the journey. Just talking about, you know, how we felt, you know, during this whole process, and you know, the people that were kind of involved that tried, but they didn't know a whole lot about, you know, losing a kid, so they couldn't support us the way that we needed to. And now that 27 years later, I'm an adult, I know a little bit more about how to handle grief, but as a young parent, it is hard to kind of transition into knowing, you know, losing a child and what to do during that process, and even before that process. You know, a child that has the special needs, and you know, after losing him, how I had such a void as a mom, because it was a place of being a place of emptiness. You know, because no parent thinks that they would lose their child, you know, before them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
So we went through a lot of that, the emotional roller coaster, trying to get help from church and support groups that made me feel worse when I left them. So I had to kind of rely on God and try to figure things out on my own.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Perfect. Is there anything else that you want to add to this summary?
I think that's for the, I may have a little bit more later, but right now that's kind of like the meat of
the
it.
The main. Mm-hmm. Got it. Don't worry about it. It's all right. Okay. So the next question that we have is, do you have an outline for the book, which means do you have like the chapter-wise things mentioned in front of you, or do you have that prepared?
Not in front of me.
Mm-hmm. All right. No problem. Okay. And okay. Next question is, why do you want to write this book?
To help other mothers that have gone through losing a child.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think my story, coming from a small town, with limited resources and, you know, people that are not willing to share, and you feel like you are on an island by yourself, I just feel like when you have someone that has gone through this journey, that you can be a support or a resource for someone else.
Absolutely. I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any time frame in mind? Do you have any deadline?
I want to reveal my book like in September, October. Maybe like in September, October would not be a good month because that's breast cancer awareness, and I do a lot with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either September or November, you know, right before Thanksgiving, I think that would be ideal.
Mm-hmm. All right. Got it. Moving on to the next question. Are you planning to include photos or graphics in your book?
Ask that question again.
Are you planning to include photos or graphics in your book?
I'm undecided about that.
All right. Not a problem. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so the next question that we have is, who's the audience for your book? And why would readers be interested in reading your book?
My audience would be parents, you know, mothers that have lost children. And mothers that have lost children would be my audience.
Okay. Perfect. Moving on to the next question. Why do you plan on selling your, who do you plan on selling your book to, like the target audience?
Women in small communities, small towns, with limited resources, as far as like support, to find support, to have like support from other people that have gone through their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to pretty much be a small town, but I just feel like, you know, it is hard for women to talk about this topic because it is so, you know, it's a life-changing topic. And
absolutely.
You just don't know what to do during this journey.
I understand. All right. The next question that we have is there a particular writing style that you prefer?
I'm sorry. Say again.
Is there any particular writing style that you would prefer?
No, but easy reading. I don't have a style in mind. I'll have to look at the different styles, but just fluent, easy reading.
All right. Are there any books similar to the one that you want to write?
I'm sure that they are. There are similar books, but I think for what makes mine different from the from someone else's is because everybody's journey is different. So I'm sure there are similar books, but I just feel like when you share your journey, it's not going to be exactly like someone else because no one can tell you how to grieve.
Absolutely. Got it. Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to discuss about your book?
As far as, like, the cover, I don't have that in mind, so you guys will help me pull a book cover together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, not a problem at all.
Okay.
Okay, so one last thing that is left is that we will be needing the outline. Like, how many chapters are there in your book, just by the way?
Okay. I'm not sure of that yet, but I should have an idea soon because I want to make sure that I include, like, pertinent information.
Yeah, that would be really helpful for the team to, you know, come up with a draft that would match your requirements as well, and for us to, you know, get into the same pace so that you also like the draft that we are going to deliver you, right? So the only thing I think that is left for now is the outline, which is going to be the chapters, and the leads, the main characters in the book, right? So these are the two things. You can take your time, review it thoroughly. I will discuss this. I will share this call with the team as well, and we will start working on your book, and Josh will definitely keep you updated with the drafts that are going to be sent out. All right?
Okay, let me ask you this. The information that I provided for you, would that be on that portal that so I can see it?
The information that you just provided to me right now?
Yes.
Basically, I have the call recording on, and I will be sharing it with the team and the writers that are going to be working on your book specifically so that they have a better idea about your book. However, we will be delivering you the initial draft in the next 5 to 7 working days. And once the initial draft is delivered to you, you can review the whole draft and let me know if anything is not according to what we had the conversation today. We can get it revised accordingly right away. All right?
Okay. And I'll work on the outline if I need to, and the summary. I'll just kind of fine tune the summary since I'm driving. I don't have it in front of me.
No, not a problem.
Submit that through the.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want me to submit that through the portal?
Yeah, you can.
Design portal that I have.
Yes, if you can give it to Josh, that would be really helpful, and then I will get it through Josh, and then we will start working on your book right away. All right?
Okay, sounds great.
Perfect. Okay, Shia, is there anything else that I could do for you?
No, that'll be it for now.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time. And if in the future, if you have any questions, I will definitely leave the message to Josh, or I'll call you myself. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Have a great day and take very good care of yourself. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.